to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
There's 35 bowls. That means there's 70 football teams that have been rewarded with bowl games. You remember the bowl system originally started out as a reward for an exceptional season. It's like, man, these guys in this conference over here had a tremendous season, 11-1, 10-2, wow. And over there on the other side of the country, man, they were 11-1, too. Let's put them together in a bowl game and really let them fight it out just for bragging rights. A reward for a great season. To get picked to go to a bowl game was like, you guys accomplished something. Today, getting a spot in a bowl game is about as easy as getting a bowl of friggin' Cheerios. Walk over to the pantry and say, I pick you, Frosted Flakes. I pick you, Cocoa Pebbles. Come to the bowl. Really, you don't have to accomplish jack dude diddly squat to get into a bowl game anymore.
That's Taco's Bob Franz, who says there are so many college bowl games now that none of them mean anything anymore. Sports talk, including college bowl games, number 10 this week on our countdown, the review of the hot hits for the week. The overview of the week ending Friday, the 6th of January. We're reviewing the top 10 hits, determined by the staff at Talkers Magazine, which is the big publication in the talk radio industry. This week, college bowl games are in the number 10 spot. At number 9 on the countdown, the L.A. arson case. Talk host Bill Carroll here, talking about some of the details that are coming out about the people behind the recent string of fires in L.A.
We're starting to see the kind of stuff, this is coming out of Canada from 2010, that he was kind of an unusual character, to say the least. He may have been diagnosed as autistic, he had emotional problems. It's a guy who was troubled. So now you have a troubled son, 24 years old, living at home with you. He's been setting at least one fire. You got to think it's more, right? This has got to be the kid who played with matches his whole life. And you don't do anything about it to make the rest of us safe from him. You just bring him to this country and you leave him unsupervised to wander around the streets setting fires. It's infuriating to think about that. I mean, you got to keep going back to the mother for this. Listen, either he is mentally capable of making his own decisions, in which case we hold him entirely responsible, lock him up for life, or he's not capable of making his own decisions. He should be locked up in an institution, mental institution, for the rest of his life, and his mother is responsible for the fires that he set. I mean, what a sick family. It really looks like, allegedly. What an allegedly sick family. Hey, it could be that she's just a nice lady that performed a very therapeutic massage. And he's a misunderstood kid who didn't set any fires at all. Sure, he hates America, but dude, who doesn't? He yelled at a couple. He was upset. He was in immigration court, and he was a little upset that day. And he got angry because he didn't understand why they're coming after his poor mother that he so loves. And why not other people? But, I mean, just everything points to this kid as having been in real trouble. Severe anxiety. I mean, there are all kinds of documents. One doctor wrote in a letter dated March 23rd, 2010, that Harry Burkhardt has suffered from autistic spectrum disorder since he was a young child and is not stable mentally. This comes from Vancouver, where it's thought he lived up until just last year. This doctor wrote, together with autism, he has severe anxiety, post-traumatic stress disorder. And what would that be from? I'd like to know more about that. Did they send him to Iraq or something? Why does he have post-traumatic stress disorder? Maybe it's the trauma of seeing mom giving a tantric and therapeutic massage in the living room where you live together. Because the website pointed everyone to that. That's where she was doing her business.
You suppose he's ever seen the website, by the way?
I'm sure he has. How could you not if it's your... But more disconcerting, do you suppose he's ever seen her perform her work? Where was she doing this stuff?
I hope not.
Up next, protesters from an unexpected source, plus violence continues in Iraq, and the latest on the police shooting of a middle school student in Texas on the countdown.
The war had been gone for 2 years, and I got the call. I got the call to join the service and support the boys over there.
Thousands of American troops have come home from the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, suffering the effects of post-traumatic stress and traumatic brain injuries.
I never thought that I would have PTSD. I thought that I had enough coping skills.
I don't think anybody who goes into combat could ever honestly say that they're not different when they come home.
What you take as a simple thing is not so simple for me anymore.
I'm going to have my good days and my bad days, and I really don't like those bad days.
I would say to those people that are out there, don't brush us aside and don't count us out.
Help the USO support these troops and their families. Hear more of their stories at usoinvisiblewounds.org. The wounds are invisible. The stories are real.
GEICO makes it so simple to save hundreds of dollars on car insurance. But why stop there? GEICO finds every possible way to save you even more money. Good driver discounts, multi-car discounts, even good student discounts. And don't forget our Looking Fine discount, a discount for all the attractive folk like yourselves. Okay, there's not really a Looking Fine discount, just seeing if you're paying attention. It's not a bad idea, though.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com to see how much you could save. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Important medical alert for users of antidepressant prescription drugs. If you or a loved one used certain antidepressant prescription drugs before or during pregnancy, including Zoloft, Depakote, Paxil, Prozac, Wellbutrin, Lexapro, Celexa, or Effexor, and have a child born with a birth defect such as cleft lip, cleft palate, club foot, or other heart, lung, and cranial defect, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation and future medical expenses for your child's condition. Call 800-457-1584 now. If you or a loved one used certain antidepressant prescription drugs before or during pregnancy and have a child born with a birth defect, time is limited to file a claim. Act now. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Call 800-457-1584. That's 800-457-1584. The call and consultation are free. 800-457-1584.
This is an advertisement. Attorney responsible for this advertisement is Carrie L. Steigerwald. Admitted in California. Office address 4350 Executive Drive, Suite 150, San Diego, California 92122. Cases may be referred to or handled independently by local counsel for principal responsibility.
I like my insurance like I like my burrito, with everything rolled into one. Was in a state of craving, amigo, till my agent showed me how it's done. He wrapped up my auto, my home, and my life. The discounts I'm getting are great. Everything good right there on one plate. Get to a better state, State Farm.
Talk radio in review with the number 8 item in the countdown. Protesters, the movement continues. Host Greg Knapp here talking about a group of elementary school children who are credited with writing a song about being part of the 99.
The Occupy movement still making some news, this time at an elementary school. Now, this is something that the blogosphere has stumbled upon. I guess somebody sent it to a couple of these different bloggers. What went on here is there is a group of children at the Woodbrook Elementary School in Virginia. And they took part in something called Kid Pan Alley. It's a program that helps boys and girls work with a facilitator to come up with a theme and a song and lyrics for the song. The songs are not allowed to promote any political or personal agenda. Oh, really? Then how do they call the song part of the 99, as in the 99%, as in the Occupy Wall Street movement? Oh, well, the kids came up with it. 8-year-old kids. Oh, yes, of course, 8-year-old kids. We really don't censor the topics that students come up with, said school spokesman Phil Giarmida. This is the first time we've had lyrics of one of these songs even criticized. Producer Lefty, we're going to need some background for me here, as I don't have the tune of the song, so I'm going to have to go Def Jam on it, okay? This is the 99. It's all right, go ahead. We can, there you go, thank you. Some people have it all, but they still don't think they have enough. They want more money, a faster ride. They're not content, never satisfied. Yes, they're the 1%. I used to be one of the 1%. I worked all the time. Never saw my family. Couldn't make life rhyme. Then the bubble burst. It really, really hurt. I lost my money, lost my pride, lost my home. Now I'm part of the 99. What? You think 8-year-old kids wrote that? Oh, there's more. I used to be sad. Now I'm satisfied. Because I really have enough. Though I lost my yacht and plane,
Didn't need that extra stuff. Could have been much worse. You don't need to be first, because I got my friends here by my side. Don't need it all. I'm so happy to be part of the 99. You think if they had a Herman Cain version that was 999, that would be okay?
Up to number 7 on the countdown, the new violence, some of the continuing violence in Iraq. Cenk Yaygur from the Young Turks talked about Iraq's return to the same clashes and levels of violence they had before we went in after Saddam.
Obviously, it is ethnic strife, sectarian, I should say, strife, right? The Sunni versus the Shia. So who's doing the particular bombings, whether it's al-Qaeda or some other faction of Sunnis, is not as important as the possibility of the Sunnis and the Shias fighting and bringing back whole-scale aggression here. If the Shias start answering with violence, as they did back in 06 and 07, and they start going and pulling Sunnis out of their houses, oh, we're going to have a gigantic mess. And then the second part of that mess is that now that the vice president has gone to Kurdish territory to hide, Maliki's talking tough, telling the Kurds, hey, you better give us that guy back, otherwise there's going to be consequences. Well, oh, if you thought the Sunni and the Shia were bad, wait till you get a load of the Kurd versus Arab fight in Iraq. And then we're right back into the thick of the enormous violence that happened in Iraq. So it's bad news. And one for Iraq, two for the world and the nearby areas. Number three, in reality, for the record of our intervention. Because the whole idea was as soon as we leave, it'll be, I mean, now that we have created this democracy, it will continue to be a flourishing democracy, an example of how to do things right in the Middle East. Does it appear that way? Of course not.
Number 6 on the countdown, police shooting of a middle school student in Texas. Talk host Matt Patrick with Texas State Representative Aaron Pena, representing the district where the shooting took place, who says, while this is horrible, he believes the police did the right thing.
If you point a gun at a police officer, you're going to get killed. And I don't think there's two ways around that. I'm sorry that the young man was killed. My heart goes out to his parents. How do you see this? Do you have any information that we don't have?
No, look, based on what I understand is he was asked to put the gun down several times, and the training of the police officers is such that if you point a gun or an object that looks like a gun at a police officer, they're trained to respond.
Right.
And that's just the sad part of it, is that turns out this was a pellet gun. The boy was 15 years old. These are tragic circumstances, but this is what has to occur because this is part of their training, because things could have been much worse, at least from the officer's point of view.
There is some question as to how many times the student was shot, and the question is, was it necessary to shoot the young man 3 times? I have my thoughts on that. One of the bullets, allegedly, in the back of the head. Do you know anything more about that?
From what I understand, he was struck twice, once in the chest and once in the back of the head. You know, upon cool reflection, that one shot to the back of the head is a bit troubling, but you have to understand the training of the police officers. Anybody who handles a handgun or has a concealed handgun license will understand that you're trained to take certain shots, and
right.
So the officer may have simply gone into automatic mode and responded as he was trained and didn't understand that the circumstances were that it was a pellet gun and that the student wasn't a horrible kid, from what I understand. He was a band student, and it's troubling in hindsight, but you just have to understand the police officer's training.
All right, up next, we'll look at the economy and some of the budget cuts facing the military here on the Talk Radio Countdown.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with Fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your Fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com. Or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional Fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Number five on our review of the hot hits in talk radio, Economic Outlook for 2012, host Ray Dunaway with Jill Schlesinger from MoneyWatch.com about the year just passed and what we can expect for the year we've just started.
If we grow the economy a little more, does that help take care? Obviously it does, but what kind of effect does overall economic growth have on markets and such?
Well, I mean, look, it's not a direct connection because you can look at the Chinese market and Brazilian markets, and they were down, but growth in those countries was up. But the perception is really different. You see, when your growth is 12% if you're China and it comes off to 8%, then people are freaked out. Like, oh my God, they're not going to be able to manage their growth. And the same thing happened with Brazil. Things really slowed down. Whereas in the U.S., there was sort of this pokey, boring growth of, you know, like almost 2%.
Yeah.
And it was okay. And frankly, look, let's be honest. Back in August when things were falling apart,
yes.
If I said to you, hey, stocks are down 12% right now, it's the first week in August, how about if we close flat on the year?
And you said, I'd say I'll take it.
Right on. And that's what we got. And so I think that is, in essence, what we're really talking about here, that it's really important to say, look where we were, look where we are. Things are not looking too bad going forward. I think that it's going to be a pretty big week, actually, on the economic calendar, because we're going to get a big employment report at the end
Friday.
Of the week. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we're going to get some manufacturing updates today and tomorrow. We'll get motor vehicle sales. So things are going to start coming in, and we're going to really get a feel for what happened at the end of the fourth quarter and how we take that into the first quarter of this year. So really, it's an interesting time because we know that the European thing isn't settled, and yet growth here is starting to look better.
Number four on our countdown, the military budget cuts. Host Bill Radke and Linda Thomas with military analyst Jeff McCausland. They talk about possible base closures in the forthcoming wave of budget cuts.
What do we know about where the cuts we're going to hear about this morning will fall?
We don't know any specifics just yet about where the bases, you know, what bases might be directly affected. I think in general, though, speaking about you all out there in the great state of Washington, you may actually be in a fairly good position because I think one thing the President and the Secretary of Defense will emphasize is a shift in emphasis towards the Pacific region. We've already seen that in his trip he made to the Pacific back in November. And as a consequence, obviously, those bases positioned where you are ideally suited for that part of the strategy. So some of those reductions may be a lot less on the Pacific region than they are in the Atlantic region. That being said,
Jeff, will you explain that what the changes in the Pacific that we've heard so much about? What does that have to do with our U.S. military?
Well, as due is a greater emphasis on concerns about contingencies in the Pacific. We've seen greater instability on the Korean Peninsula now with the death of Kim Jong-il. A greater concern about the growth of the Chinese military. Real concerns about the possibility of conflict in the South China Sea, where several countries now actually compete for that region, which is thought to be full of a lot of different resources. And as a consequence, when the President was out there in November, he talked about now positioning 2,500 Marines in Australia, which is the first time he's ever done that, and said categorically that while we're cutting the military overall, those forces that are focused on a Pacific contingency will remain at least at the level they are now, if not actually increased.
Jeff, you've talked a little bit about where some of these cuts might be coming. Let's talk about the why. Why the military cuts, and any idea overall how many numbers we're looking at?
Well, the overall why is part and parcel, I think, of two things. One is historically we've seen at the end of major conflicts, the defense budget is reduced. That happened at the end of World War II, obviously, or the end of the Korean War, or Vietnam, the end of the Gulf War and Cold War back in the 1990s. But now at the end of the war in Iraq, and a belief that by 2014 we'll see the most U.S. forces out of Afghanistan, cutting the defense budget would be considered to be, you know, a prudent thing to do within certain limitations. That being said, it's accelerated this time by some serious budgetary concerns in the United States.
Military budget cuts, fourth most talked about topic this week. A little recap from number 10 down. NBA and NHL and college bowl games all in Sports Talk Radio at 10. The L.A. arson case is 9. The protest movement continuing to be in focus. Number 8, violence in Iraq at 7. Number 6, the shooting in the Texas middle school. Number 5, the economic outlook for the year we've just started. And military budget cuts at number 4. So that leaves us with 3, 2, and 1. They'll be up next here on the countdown.
Make sure your omega-3 is fat-soluble.
Omega-3s are all about DHA.
EPAs are an omega-3's best friend.
Confused by what to look for in an omega? Then try new ProNutrients Omega-3 from the makers of Centrum. Its triple-action mini-gel goes beyond heart health to also support your brain and eyes. ProNutrients Omega-3, one of a new line of supplements that works with your multivitamin. Look for a $5 coupon in this Sunday's paper.
The war had been going on for 2 years, and I got the call. I got the calling to join the service and support the boys over there.
Thousands of American troops have come home from the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, suffering the effects of post-traumatic stress and traumatic brain injuries.
I never thought that I would have PTSD. I thought that I had enough coping skills.
I don't think anybody who goes into combat could ever honestly say that they're not different when they come home.
What you take as a simple thing is not so simple for me anymore.
I'm going to have my good days and my bad days, and I really don't like those bad days.
I would say to those people that are out there, don't brush us aside and don't count us out.
Help the USO support these troops and their families. Hear more of their stories at usoinvisiblewounds.org. The wounds are invisible. The stories are real.
If you're like me, you have personal belongings that you hold dear. Belongings you can't live without. It's precisely why GEICO makes it easy to get renter's insurance for a really low rate. Renters can protect all their personal belongings for as little as $12 a month. What belongings do I hold dear? This karaoke machine and my vinyl record collection. You fancy a tune? Nah, I shouldn't. All right then. Are you going to Scarborough Fair?
Visit GEICO.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light
system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S. unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
We're in the second half hour of this hour of the Top 10 Review of the Week, ending on the 6th of January. I'm Doug Steffen, number 3 in the countdown, the National Defense Authorization Act. Host Jack Harris talked to Attorney John Goldsmith about the constitutionality of this sneaked in legislation.
A lot of people have expressed deep concern about the National Defense Authorization Act because it gives the authority to the president to detain indefinitely anybody that might be suspected of terrorism in this country. Is that constitutional?
Well, there's certainly a great question as to whether or not it's constitutional. There was a similar provision that is in the Patriot Act that was reauthorized that allowed detention of non-U.S. citizens, but stands out in the Defense Authorization Act that was just passed and signed into law at the end of December, is that this applies to U.S. citizens as well. And the law was written very carefully to follow the decisions that were made by the United States Supreme Court in the Japanese internment cases, the Korematsu case in particular, where the Supreme Court held it was constitutional to uphold the internment of Japanese citizens on the west coast of Florida, Oregon, Washington, and California indefinitely during the course of the war, as long as their patriotism was questioned. Under the current law that was passed, if they believe that you are a quote unquote terrorist, even if you are a U.S. citizen, you can be upheld. You can be detained indefinitely without the right to have your detainment questioned, without the right to a trial, without anything of that nature.
And
so the question is that constitutional? They're trying to follow the really abhorrent decision by the United States Supreme Court for the internment of Japanese, but under the very explicit language of the Constitution that says that the writ of habeas corpus shall not be suspended. The writ of habeas corpus says you have the right, if you're detained, to ask a court to review whether or not you are being lawfully detained, and the government has to produce a reason supported by the law, supported by the Constitution. And the Fifth Amendment says that no person shall be deprived of life, liberty, or property without due process of law.
Talk host Richard Dixon thinks everybody needs to calm down and stop panicking about the NDAA.
Got a text from my daughter yesterday asking if she needed to freak out about the National Defense Authorization Act, the NDAA. I'm sure there are some folks out there who are pouring poison in your ear about this thing and talking about, oh my God! The specific text was this. So, Now I can't say anything bad about the government on the internet, or Obama will arrest me and put me in Gitmo. And I had to throw a fairly lengthy text that worked my thumbs to the bone, explain to her that no, that is not in fact the case. That's not how the NDAA works. And even if something like that were to happen, you'd have constitutional lawyers breaking their legs in a scramble to line up and defend you. Please don't worry about this thing. Once this particular National Defense Authorization Act has run its course, hopefully cooler heads will prevail next time, nothing of that nature will find its way into the system, and no president will have to sign something as ridiculous again. I kind of like the way we have it now. Not under the NDAA, but I kind of like the way where it's like, hey, you can't arrest an American and hold him indefinitely. And then an American gets off a plane in Chicago coming back from Afghanistan, and he's got plans for a dirty bomb, and we have intelligence that he actually was in Afghanistan doing terrorist training and learning how to make a dirty bomb. And we arrest him, and we throw him in a naval stockade, or what do they call it, the brig, right, in South Carolina, and we hold him there indefinitely. And everyone goes, you can't do that. Well, you should challenge that legally. All right, we will. And they bring lawyers, and we put it off, and they bring lawyers, and we put it off. And 6 years later, finally, they bring charges against him, and he ends up spending the rest of his life in prison eventually. That's exactly what happened. That's the way it should be. That's how we like it. Al Awlaki uses his computer to radicalize people from Yemen. He radicalizes Major Nadal Hassan. He radicalizes the guy who tries to blow up the plane on Christmas Day last year, remember? Not last year, the year before. The underwear bomber tries to blow up the plane. He radicalizes the guy who wants to blow up Times Square with his car. This guy's very persuasive. He's a hell of a blogger. We figure out where he is in Yemen. We send a drone over. We drop a couple of bombs. Boom, he's gone. Everyone goes, you can't do that to an American. He's an American citizen. Oops. Sorry. Guess we broke our own law there. And the vast majority of America goes, you know what? I'm okay with that. I like having the laws, and I like breaking the laws when it's called for. I like the government actually going, you know what? We're going to break our own law in this case, and I'm fine with that. And I think most of America is fine with it, too.
That leads us to number two, Iran. Next up on the countdown.
At Advance Auto Parts, we don't do anything just part way. We go full throttle. We don't just sell batteries, no. We install them fast and free with purchase on most vehicles. We install rain or shine or even that weird thing where there are some clouds, the sun is shining, but you're still getting rained on? Yeah, we'll still install it. Free battery installation, even in weird weather. Only at Advance Auto Parts. Service is our best part.
Advance Auto Parts.
See store for details.
Some nights I can't get to sleep. Some nights I can't stay asleep. With Unisom, I can do both.
Unisom sleep tabs are clinically proven to help you fall asleep 33% faster and keep you asleep longer, so you get a more restful night's sleep. Made with an ingredient not found in other leading sleep aids, Unisom sleep tabs are safe and non-habit forming. Just one pill takes the uncertainty out of bedtime, giving you the sleep you need.
So I wake up ready to go.
Unisom sleep tabs. Fall asleep faster. Sleep longer.
Irritated, itchy skin? Winter means it's time for Gold Bond Anti-Itch Lotion. Dry, cracked skin? Get the quick fix. Chapped winter skin? Get the lasting fix. Gold Bond Anti-Itch Lotion with two proven itch fighters for relief that's fast. And healing moisturizers for relief that lasts. Feel it working. Got a patchy skin itch or an eczema itch? Look for the healing seal. Gold Bond Medicated Anti-Itch Lotion. This winter, it's the quick fix for almost every itch. Find it in the first aid aisle. Use as directed.
The Department of Defense commemorates the 60th anniversary of the Korean War. We are proud to present the following stories of those who served when their nation called. Kenneth Stead, 2nd Infantry Division.
I don't know what has caused this, but this hat, you wear this hat and be out there and walk the streets, and some people will come up to you and say, thank you for your service. I mean, I've been told this, I don't know how many times, just since I've been here. And we were eating in a restaurant yesterday, and people got up from their table as they were leaving, come over. We thanked us for our service. I've never seen that before. I don't know, again, if it's because of the Afghan war or what's going on, you know, in the world today. It's nice. It's a nice feeling having to come up there and tell you that.
see more hero stories at koreanwar.defense.gov.
Chapstick asks, where do lost chapsticks go?
Hi, I'm Rick, and I lose my cherry chapstick a lot. The first 26 times I lost it, I found it laid in my back right pocket. And I'm a lefty, but this time, it's gone, man. And my chapstick has always been there for me. Like that one crazy cold winter, chapstick was my best friend. So if you see it, wait, is this it? Do you know where your lost chapstick is? Have your say at facebook.com/chapstick. And try new Chapstick Lip Shield 365 with SPF 50 for all season protection. Ultra moisturizing for softer, healthier lips.
My wife's monthly trip to the beauty salon was really adding up. I mean, between dyeing her roots and trimming the dead ends, we were going dead broke. So to save some money, I'm cutting it for her. While she sleeps. Don't wake up yet. Go to sleep, go to sleep. You're almost gorgeous. Oh, she's gonna love this.
There's an easier way to save. Get online. Go to geico.com. Get a quote. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Okay, so at number two this week, the situation in Iran. From Countdown affiliate WDEL in Wilmington, Delaware, host Alan Laudell with Middle East expert Aaron David Miller, they talk about the threat from Iran.
Iran feels the squeeze of stepped-up international sanctions. Iran warns a U.S. aircraft carrier to stay out of the Gulf. The Pentagon insists U.S. warships will continue to sail in the Gulf. Could a miscalculation trigger a war?
There's always risks of miscalculation. Clearly, you have a highly charged environment. You've got military assets moving around. But I think, by and large, what you see now is part of what has been playing out over the last year or so, which is a covert war for sure. There's no question that Iran's efforts to acquire nuclear weapons, or the West is attempting to subvert it, the Israelis clearly with help from the United States. Iranian nuclear scientists are disappearing. Some are being killed. There are explosions. That covert war is accompanied also by economic sanctions, which are designed to avert war, but at the same time, because I think they are beginning to take a toll on the Iranian economy, also creates a measure of desperation, which could actually accelerate a confrontation. And then, of course, you have the latest flip-flop, TikTok, over the issue of closing the Straits of Hormuz, which the Iranians could probably do for 5 to 10 days, but in the face of a willful American effort to reopen those straits, which would also include attacks on Iran's conventional military assets, I think the straits would not be shut for any prolonged length of time. So,
don't they cut their throat in that they are themselves dependent on being able to export oil through the Straits of Hormuz?
Right, which is why I think, look, it's like possession of nuclear weapons. The threat of having them is a lot more effective than the reality of using them. Once you actually try to do something, in this case, if the Iranians were trying to close the straits through asymmetrical warfare, through mining, through attacks on facilities in the Gulf, then I think you bring on the whirlwind, and I do not believe that the mollocracy in Tehran wants that. So I think we are in a very dangerous game in which there is the prospect of miscalculation, but I don't think it's going to occur. I think this covert war, a war of words, a war of sanctions, a war of cyber efforts to disrupt the Iranian nuclear program will continue.
Here's radio host Helen Glover talking to terrorism expert Dr. Waleed Faraz about what he thinks we need to do about Iran.
I did watch what was going on in Iran. They were basically sending out some threats to the Navy's Fifth Fleet, warning them not to come back. And the Navy basically said, you know, don't try closing the Straits of Hormuz. And all I could think of is, here we go back to, I think it was winter of 73, 74 when that happened. And there I was sitting in the gas lines and, you know, the gas rationing and the soaring of prices. So where do we stand right now? Are these just idle threats? And what can be done?
Well, first of all, any threat of the sort is serious, has to be taken seriously, because those who are producing those threats have done worse things, before that, in the sense that the Iranian regime is responsible for terrorism. It's the ally of Hezbollah. A regime that has been involved against our own forces in Iraq for 7 years, in Afghanistan. It has been threatening not just us, but our allies in the region, Bahrain and Saudi Arabia and Kuwait. So the bottom line here is that the Iranian regime is focusing on the Hormuz Strait, putting pressure on us as a measure or as a reaction to our sanctions. Now, we have leveled those sanctions to stop their nukes. So what is this telling us? That they don't want to stop their nukes. They don't want to stop the production of the nuclear bomb. They don't want, and that could be as serious, to stop the production of long-range missiles. They already have them in the dozens, if not in the hundreds. So the Iranians are serious, but at the same time, let me clarify, they're not going to be frontal. I don't think they're going to come and challenge directly the United States Navy directly in the sense of starting to shoot directly at our ships. They know they're no match. So what they're trying to achieve is to put pressure on us to measure our intent. And on the other hand, if we continue our business as usual, which we're going to do, then they may resort to terrorism, either in the Gulf or elsewhere.
You know, Iran actually is much stronger today than it has been in the past. I enjoyed reading the article that you were quoted in Newsmax, where you say that the Obama administration has clearly failed with this Iranian regime. I know when he was elected 4 years ago, he promised, you know, to be more open with them, that this dialogue back and forth was going to ease those tensions. But today they seem to be stronger than ever. And now that we've withdrawn from Iraq, I just spoke yesterday with a friend of mine just recently. Back, he said, basically, the Iraqis are laughing at the Americans. You know, you pulled out too early, and now Iran has incredible influence in Iraq, and that's making for a real troublesome area spot in the world. And I think we left too soon, quite frankly.
What we did actually is to leave abruptly. We could have left earlier or later, but the way you leave without making sure that the Iranian regime is contained is a mistake, is a strategic mistake, because as your friend told you, as soon as we were out, and I have briefed Congress about this specific issue already in 2006, even under the previous administration, and of course throughout the last 3 years, that the Iranian regime's strategic plan is very clear. The minute we're out of Iraq, they're inside Iraq, and that's what has been happening in the afternoon after we left in the morning. They have helped the local government to start arresting anti-Iranian politicians. And look at the map. Let our listeners understand. If they influence and penetrate Iraq, they can connect with the Syrian regime by land and from there with Hezbollah in Lebanon. That's very serious.
Host Don Wade and his wife Roma talking to Congressman Peter Roskam of Illinois about the plan for dealing with Iran and how he doesn't think we'll be dealing with them by ourselves. That is just the U.S. alone.
Are we taking the Iranian threat seriously in the Strait of Hormuz?
Congress is taking the Iranian threat seriously. Recently, the House and the Senate acted, and the President signed pretty quietly, but he still signed it, legislation that targets sanctions at the Central Bank of Iran. That's a good thing. That is the nerve center of the Iranian financial operations, and that's where the action is. It was sponsored in the Senate by our Senator Mark Kirk and shepherded through the House by Bob Dole, and this is a really good effort. Now, I think what's happening in the Straits of Hormuz is the rest of the world is awakening to the fact that now Iran is not just rattling sabers, but they're becoming more and more provocative. But my hunch is that Iran is going to be finding out this is a lot, you know, blockades are a lot more difficult to implement than shooting your mouth off about it. So I think the rest of the world is coming along in a time that it's very, very important for folks to recognize that Iranian talk is now turning into Iranian action.
Well, we've seen them test fire missiles in a Gulf exercise. Now we're hearing them threaten, warning the U.S. Fifth Fleet to stay out of the Persian Gulf. And this is a lot of bluster, as you say, but it can lead to a crisis, can it not?
Oh, there's no question about it. I mean, you know, words mean things. The provocative nature and just how outrageously provocative Iran has been over the past couple of decades, right? They've been telegraphing and declaring to the world what their intentions are. It's now no surprise to folks that are watching this that there's action behind it. The key is Europe. The key is our allies coming alongside us and making sure that Iran continues to be more and more and more isolated. But to your point, it's incredibly serious, and it could easily lead to a crisis.
Okay, number one, the Iowa caucuses and the GOP race up next on the Countdown.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now Utopiasilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com. Utopiasilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
Jason Lewis here. With the holidays just around the corner, be sure to consider the greatest gift you can give to your friends and family: peace of mind. That's why I choose WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious ready-made meals like cheesy lasagna, savory stroganoff, and pasta Alfredo that are packaged for freshness in individual metal Mylar pouches and carry a 25-year shelf life, and they're ready to eat in minutes. Simply add hot water. Request a free entree sample today at WiseFoodStorage.com, and for a limited time, get free shipping and 10% off of your order. That's right, a free entree, free shipping, and 10% off any order. Just use promo code Lewis. Call 855-FOODWISE. That's 855-366-3947. Or visit WiseFoodStorage.com. That's Wise, W-I-S-E, FoodStorage.com. Gourmet emergency food at the best price and the greatest gift you can give to the ones you love this holiday season.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Number one, as you might expect, the GOP presidential race, the caucuses in Iowa. Here's Bill Hemmer talking to Sal Russo from the Tea Party Express. They talk about the Tea Party and who it will support now that Bachman is out.
One of the Tea Party's biggest champions in this race is no longer an option. Minnesota Congresswoman Michelle Bachman ending her White House run. She finished sixth in Iowa. That's a big disappointment to her. And she leads the House Tea Party caucus in Washington, saying that she hopes her supporters will rally around the eventual Republican nominee. How big of a disappointment is this for you, and where do you turn?
Well, of course, we're quite fond of Michelle Bachman. She's been a really Tea Party leader. She did our State of the Union response to the President's State of the Union last year, started the House Tea Party caucus, led the fight against Obamacare. So she's been just a fantastic representative of the Tea Party movement in the Congress. So we're sad to see her out. But as I pointed out many times, you know, Ronald Reagan took his third time to win the presidency. He had run twice before. So I don't think this is the end of Michelle Bachman, but I think this is really the beginning of a new chapter. So
and
I think
in that new chapter, sorry for the interruption, but who carries the torch for people like you?
Well, you know, what we've said in our last national bus tour is that, you know, we were looking for a candidate that believed, as the Tea Party does, that we need to reduce the size, the cost, and intrusiveness of the federal government and bring an end to the unsustainable national debt. And to do that, not only do we need more austerity in Washington, but we really had to have pro-growth policies. Can't do it with austerity alone. And so that's the challenge we gave to the Republican candidates. Frankly, while they have different plans, some have flat taxes, some have fair taxes. Herman Cain had a combination with his 999 plan. But I think all 10 of the candidates have actually come forward and with good plans that the Tea Party could get behind. So I think we have a great bunch of candidates, and so we're very, very much open and ready to get involved in the campaign, but I think we have a lot of good choices.
I'm not hearing a name specifically, and I think a part of the reason is because you'd like a little piece of each one of them and put them together. We talked to Jenny Beth Martin. She's the co-founder of the Tea Party Patriots, a related group, but not the same as yours. She told us 2 weeks ago she heard one person say she wishes we could have a Mr. Potato Head and put different components of each candidate, but we can't. Is that a fair representation? And if so, who would you choose from whom?
You know, I'm not sure I would quite accept that. I mean, when Ronald Reagan ran against Jimmy Carter in 1980, now I happen to have been a Reagan person, I mean, there was a lot of disappointment saying we didn't have two very good candidates, and look what happened. Ronald Reagan ended up being one of the greatest presidents of the 20th century. So all the candidates have pluses and minuses, there's no question about it, but I think out of those 10 candidates that we've been putting forward, I think there's going to be a great nominee, and we're committed at the Tea Party Express to defeating Barack Obama.
Host Steve Scott talking to David Cantonese from Politico.com about Rick Santorum and what many are saying is a big victory for him in Iowa.
David, he rose to prominence so quickly, a lot of people don't know. Who is Rick Santorum? Where does he fit in on the political spectrum?
Well, first and foremost, he is a social conservative. He is a cultural warrior, you could say. Rose to prominence in the 90s, becoming a U.S. senator in the state of Pennsylvania, but then was humbled in 2006 in a tough Republican year and was beaten brutally by House Senator Bob Casey, and sort of has re-erected himself in this presidential campaign and in this big victory. Well, actually, he didn't win it, but it is being framed as a victory out of Iowa into New Hampshire.
What fueled his rise to prominence in Iowa? Was it as simple as Republican voters not finding what they wanted in the other GOP candidates?
I think that was definitely part of it. It was a process of elimination. You saw the rise and fall of Michelle Bachmann, of Rick Perry with his oops debate performance, with Herman Cain and the sexual harassment allegations. And in the end, Santorum was in the right place at the right time. You had conservatives coalescing around him, and it was enough to get him a virtual tie. And that's why people think if any of the conservatives have a chance at stopping Mitt Romney, it could be him, because he's got the votes now to prove it. None of the other conservatives in the race have done as well as him.
History will show that what works in Iowa doesn't necessarily work in the rest of the country. Can a candidate who is pegged to the far right of the political spectrum be elected nationally?
Well, that is a big question. One of the questions happening up here in New Hampshire being circulated is Rick Santorum wasting his time in this state? It is an open primary. That means you have moderates. You have some Democrats that could participate in this process. You do not have to be a registered Republican to play to Rick Santorum's strengths. He says it does. He says he's been elected in a blue state, in a battleground state of Pennsylvania, and that he can take those blue-collar values and transfer them up here, relate to people up here.
So recapping again, most talked about topic this week, the GOP presidential race. And then we'll go back to number 10, sports talk radio, L.A. arson cases 9, the protest movement number 8, violence in Iraq number 7, number 6, the Texas middle school shooting, number 5, the economic outlook for this new year, budget cuts in the military and at the Pentagon number 4, the National Defense Authorization Act number 3, number 2 is Iran. Presidential race is number 1 on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.